Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart. We are studying the life of Daniel. That is, we are looking into some of the very powerful trials of the life of Daniel. And we are considering these trials and these triumphs of Daniel, because he was a mature believer, not merely a believer or one who professes faith. Daniel was not a mere professor of faith. Daniel was a confessor of faith. There is a world of difference. There is a very powerful difference. They are almost polar opposites. One may be a professor of faith, but Daniel was a confessor of faith. That is, through his life, he confessed the person of God. All of his acts and the totality of his life, everything about him modeled the reality of the living God, and that Daniel was the servant of the God of heaven. Let me say something about that at this point, the God of heaven. After Jerusalem and the temple were raised by Nebuchadnezzar in 586, we read before that in the book of Ezekiel that God's Spirit gradually withdrew from his people because of their entrenched practice of idolatry. Their lives had become so polluted by sin and rebellion that God finally had to leave. And so God withdrew to heaven. And so we read this in the book of Nehemiah. He's called God of heaven. Ezra, he is called God of heaven. And Daniel, he is called God of heaven. And so it is very important to understand this new reality. God no longer dwells with his people between the cherubim and the temple over the mercy seat that was once a year sprinkled with blood to make propitiation or satisfaction before God for the sins of the people. So he is now called the God of heaven. Daniel was removed from his home, that is Jerusalem, in 605 BC. And about 13 years later, Ezekiel himself came to Babylon. So Daniel, of course, lived within the courts of Nebuchadnezzar, while Ezekiel ministered to the slaves, to the servants. I don't know which was more dangerous, being in the palace or being in the field, but these were two extraordinary men. And God used them to encourage his people. This was divine discipline. Now, please understand that God had not abandoned his people. And Paul writes in Romans 9 that God has not forsaken or cast off his ancient people whom he foreknew. Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, would come to the Jewish people, but particularly he would come to the tribe of Judah. And so therefore the necessity of Joseph and Miriam coming together, both were royal families. But Jesus could not inherit the throne of David or David through Joseph, because there was a curse in the royal line that would come down to Joseph. And so Jesus, because he received the child of David through his mother, Mary. And so, because she would choose of royal descent. So this is why, this is how Jesus was able to receive the regal authority to be king of Israel through his mother. We see in the book of Daniel the presence of the Messiah, Yeshua. And we see him at work actively in the life of Daniel. We see God at work actively in the life of Daniel. When Daniel was removed from his home to Babylon, we believe that he was between 14 and 17 years of age. And he was a man of God. And he had holy boldness. We read in chapter 1, verse 8, that verse 8 reads, "But Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine. And he asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself in this way." Now, verse 9, "God had caused the official to show favor and sympathy to Daniel. But the official told Daniel, 'I am afraid of my lord the king who has assigned your food and drink.'" So Daniel is in a foreign nation. And this was his resolve. This was all he wanted, to satisfy God. Now, we can look at his life and say, well, he was such a good person. Surely, seeing what happened to Jerusalem and being in his country, his home, Daniel would show signs of trauma. And so we need to look at Daniel's trauma. And we don't read that text. What we do read is about a young man who's in mind. Read about a young man who's in the heart and spirit. We read about a young man, verse 1-8 of chapter 11 of Daniel, "I resolved." So he makes the decision to be faithful. Daniel, in the 6th century, made a decision to keep himself pure in the face of adversity. Daniel made a decision to keep himself pure in the face of extraordinary pressure. And because he made this resolve, notice in verse 8, Daniel resolved. In verse 9, we read that God had called to show favor and to set the Daniel. So we see Daniel performing a very powerful faith action. And the Old Testament, please understand that the word faith does not occur, but there's an operative term, faith being. I say that because in no text of the Old Testament do we find about faith. In the Greek New Testament, we have, of course, we have Pistis, P-I-S-T-I-S, which is a noun of action, like the word agape, for love, and really is a noun of action. But the word faith is not a curse. And why not? Well, in the Old Testament, an individual's character is shown by what he did or by what one does. One's actions shows one's faith. This is a powerful way in which faith is shown in the Old Testament. So, in verse 11, Daniel says, it's chapter 1, that Daniel says to the guard, whom the chief official had appointed over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, please test your servants for 10 days. Give us nothing but vegetables to eat, water to drink. Then compare our appearance to that of the young man to be born, who then treat your servants according to see. Please note, what does Satan want us to do? Well, Satan's strategy for us, as Daniel said, this. He wanted Daniel and us to feed on what the world offers. Feed on what the world offers too. Then the world wants us to identify ourselves with it. Daniel and his friends were given new names. This is Daniel 1:7. The king wanted the court officials to educate Daniel and his friends. So they wanted Daniel and his friends to be educated in the ways of the world. This way, then the young men could be brainwashed and they could be trained to forget their past and who they were and just serve this king. But their hearts have already been given over to the King of Kings. So I want you to really understand that in Daniel chapter 1, each young man faced a lot of pressure and a very powerful test. Verse 15 reads, at the end of the 10 days, they look healthier, that is Daniel's friends, and better nourished than any of the young men who ate the royal food. So the guard took away their choice food and the wine they were to drink and gave them vegetables. To these four young men, God gave knowledge and understanding of all kinds of literature and visions and dreams of all kinds. I want you to see that when a faith action is undertaken, then we read about the answer of God and what God's add, what God would add to the lives of the young men. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things be added to you. Righteousness and all these things will be added to you. We are to follow God by faith, to do those actions which demonstrate our faith to God. As we learn the word of God, we grow in grace and in honor of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You and I too will come to understand Daniel's Christocentric faith and actions. And you and I have experienced God's blessing as we follow in faith. Good evening. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich.